This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me as we start hour number two of this Friday night edition of Nightlight. It is a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr will be here at the bottom of the hour with great new music and some really fun conversation as always. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome a friend of mine to the show. He is a very funny stand-up comedian, and he is one of the stars of many films, including the TV show Loudermilk, Kingpin, Three Stooges. He joins us now on the phone, and he is in Wisconsin, Jackie Flynn. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Are you staying warm?
Yes, I went out to get a sandwich, and I almost lost a toe. But other than that, I can't get over how cold it is, man. You know, I grew up in Boston, but, man, I've been in L.A. for so long. This is like 19 degrees out. But it's cold.
Yeah, and you're in southern Wisconsin, too, so it's probably even a little colder up where we are. So, but, hey, it's great to have you in the state, man. I hate that I'm this close to you and won't see you while you're here, but it's good to have you.
Well, thanks, buddy. It's good to be here. It reminded me of being in Boston. Like, and I used to hate the winter, but the best part about the winter in Boston was when you left the nightclub, the beers in your car were still cold. So that was always good, you know?
Right.
You got to find the positive, you know?
Exactly. Hey, so you're in Kenosha. Tell us a little bit. Have you seen the club yet? I know you have shows tonight, and if you hurry over, folks, you can see Jackie tonight and tomorrow night. It's called the Kenosha Comedy Club, right?
Yes, and it's right in Kenosha in the Wyndham Garden Hotel right by the harbor here. And show at 8 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock Saturday night. And, yeah, come on over. Should be fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do people get tickets, Jack, if they want to mosey over through the
code? I think they can go to, you know, just Google Kenosha Comedy Club. I just did and just saw there's a website, but I think you can come over and buy tickets at the door, too.
Okay, that's great. If you are listening, I recommend you check out Jackie. He's really funny. His jokes, you're part of that great Boston comedy legacy, Jack. Wouldn't you say, like, I think the comics, and I started in Chicago, great comics there too, but what city, probably more so than Boston, if any, do you identify with great comics?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm from Boston, but I think some of the best comics of all time come out of Boston, and I was fortunate to start there and learn from some of the great comedy guys of our time, and, you know, just one after another. I mean, my class of comics, if you can call it that, like when I started in Boston in open mics in like 87, was myself, David Cross, Louis C.K., Nick DiPaolo, Mark Maron, Janine Garofalo. And that was just, you know, then. And then like literally a year behind me was Joe Rogan. And then a couple of years behind him was Bill Burr, and both those guys used to, like, literally, like, I put them on stage when they were young, you know, whippersnappers, you know? It's just
crazy.
Wow.
I saw Louis C.K. recently. I don't know if you're friends with him, but I know he had some issues, but, man, is he funny. He seems to be back, and he's actually found a way to make his issues, you know, funny, remain humble at the same time and admit that he messed up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Louis, I've known Louis for forever. I haven't seen him in a long time, but we ran into each other not too long ago. Matter of fact, when he saw me, he goes, "Oh, I always think of that joke of yours." And he quoted some joke of mine, and I forgot about 100 years ago. But it's funny how certain things stick in people's minds. But yeah, he's done, you know, he's done quite well, all these guys, you know. And I'm very proud to be from that, you know, that town, you know, as far as comedy-wise.
You've done pretty well for yourself too, my friend. And you have, I love that you still, like, you're in movies, you're on TV, but you still love doing clubs. Will you always have connection, Jack, to comedy clubs and just doing stand-up? Will that always be in your blood, no matter how much acting work you get?
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing like comedy. I mean, you know, movies, you know, you shoot the movie, it's very fun and gratifying, but you know, you do it, and then all of a sudden they go and they edit it and they this and that, and about a year later you see it and it's kind of like, oh yeah, that movie, yeah, that was fun. And you know, but comedy is like instant gratification and instant feedback. You know, you get kind of what you give, you know, with the comedy. You know, you're on stage and right instantly you know if it's funny. And I love, there's nothing like live performing and nothing like trying out new material and getting a laugh with it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, who did you watch growing up, Jack? Who were your influences like when you were a kid sitting in your living room?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad would watch, you know, The Tonight Show, obviously, and I'm old enough to remember him watching, like, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show and the Jackie Gleason Show and all these shows, and they had, you know, always had comics on, and I can remember to this day this comic, I think it might have been like Shecky Green, I'm not 100% sure, but it was in that vein of the comics, and he told a joke, and I remember it was just like a street joke, but me and my dad just howled, you know, and I remember... You know, my dad was a funny guy, and I just, you know, then I started listening to comedy albums. You know, obviously I was influenced by George Carlin, Richard Pryor, and those guys. But, you know, even, you know, Bob Newhart, maybe. And then the Cheech and Chong albums when I was a kid. I used to memorize those, which was, you know, a different type of comedy almost. You know, obviously that was more of a performance art almost. But, you know, so all those things were very influential. My dad's favorite comic, because my dad's Italian American and Irish, but it was Italian American comic Pat Cooper, who is a legend and just the funniest guy ever. Remarkably enough, of course, after my dad passed, I got to open for Pat Cooper and hang out and have dinner with him. And my dad my dad wouldn't have believed it, you know. But you know, everything works out that way sometimes.
That's so great. I don't know if it's like my dad too. That was a way I kind of bonded with him. I would find myself laughing at the things he laughed. He loved Jackie Gleason. We were Irish Catholics, just like you guys. Yeah. And there's something about growing up. And then when you get older and when you finally have your dad laugh at what you're saying, that's pretty gratifying. Did your dad think you were funny?
Yeah, he did. He didn't get to see me do too much. He passed away. Maybe I was doing comedy about 2 years or so when he passed, got to see me. That, you know, I was pretty decent at the time, you know, and I wasn't anywhere where I am now, but as a comic, but I was good enough. And he saw, you know, and he embraced it. He didn't like it at first. He thought I was just, you know, it was like me, like, you know, like a, you know, I had my attention span of a fruit fly, you know, I'm doing comedy now. Now I'm a drummer. Now, you know, but then when he saw that I was committed to it, he kind of gave me his blessing, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what's going on with Loudermilk? You're on this great show with a great cast, Ron Livingston. I know your buddy Brian Regan is in the show. Will that show come back for another season?
Yeah, it seems to be coming back. It's let's put it this way. I'd say it's 99% sure we're coming back. According to the director, Peter Farrelly, he said that, you know, there's this big some big producers that are really in love with the show, and they're doing everything they can. They say we're gonna raise money and start producing more seasons of this and that. And if they don't, Pete says we're gonna come back because somebody wants to do it. It's too big of a show. As far as, you know, too many people love it. And it's, you know, if you see all the people, you know, talking about it on, you know, online, even like, it, you know, it's one of Netflix's biggest hits for what it was, you know, and hopefully it'll come back. You know, it's a great show. And we have so much fun doing it. Like you said, with Brian Regan, myself, and a bunch of other, you know, knuckleheads.
It's such a great show because I remember when you told me it was on first, it was on like the AT&T network or something that I never even heard of. And then all of a sudden it's on Netflix and people find it. It's really too funny of a show not for people to find. So if you haven't seen Loudermilk yet, it is hilarious. I really hope you guys get another season.
Hopefully they're going to do multiple seasons. Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, for sure. Jack, you've been in some great movies. You've been in a lot of the Farrelly Brother movies. You were in, Kingpin, Three Stooges, Ricky Stenicki. What's the most fun you've had on a movie set? And what are those sets like working with those guys?
It's great, man. They're very, there's so many, you know, well, first of all, the Laudable cast is great. And, you know, Ron Livingston is so gracious and everyone's so giving as an actor. There's zero ego, you know, but the movies, you know, the movies are different. You know, I worked with some guys like, Jim Carrey and Bill Murray and those type of guys. And it's really kind of, at first you're a little bit in awe because those are the guys grew up watching, you know?
Yeah. What has been your favorite role in those films? Like and how cool was it that you were in a remake of The Three Stooges? Talk about another show we watched growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be in that too.
Matter of fact, that was crazy because I actually auditioned for the part of Mo, and I almost got it. And as a matter of fact, the guy that got Mo beat me out, and it came down, you know, I was pretty close. And but the guy was really good. I mean, he had done it for years, being Mo in, like, at conventions and stuff, so he had a big head start. It would have been criminal for him not to play Mo. He was, you know, he was that good. But it was really tough for me, because that would have been a dream. And but at any rate, because I didn't get the part of Mo, the part I did get, I asked Peter Farrelly, the director, I said, as a consolation, would you at least let me get doinked in the eyes by Mo? And I did. I got poked in the eyes, so that was kind of fun.
Jackie Flynn is my guest. You can catch him this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club. He's down in Southeast Wisconsin, down on the lake there. Jack, what are you watching on TV? Is there anything you could recommend? Like, when you're not as busy as you are, what do you kick back and check out or binge watch?
You know, I'm trying to think what I've watched recently. I obviously like all the regular stuff. I mean, I'm a huge fan of obviously like shows like Breaking Bad and all those shows that everybody loves. And, there's a lot of shows I haven't seen, but I heard that Severance is coming back. I'm looking forward to checking that out, the next season of that. And there's also I've been watching some documentaries. I just saw that documentary Will Ferrell did called Will and Harper. It was really unbelievable.
Yeah, I hear it's great.
Yeah, it was really, really moving. And I just watched the Superman documentary that about Christopher Reeves. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, that stuff like that, I don't really – sometimes it's hard for me to get into a show because then I'm on the road and stuff. But, you know, when I do, you know, I try to, like, you know, I did Succession for a while. But then again, sometimes it takes so long. And that's why I'm a little bummed that Loudmilk is taking so long, because, you kind of forget where the hell you were in the show, you know. And then you got to watch it, like Ozark and stuff, for instance. You know, it comes back a year later. You're like, what the hell happened last year? I don't even remember. Right. My brain is horrible with that.
You got to watch the whole previous season just to catch up. Jack, it's great to talk to you, buddy. It's great to have you in Wisconsin, even though I can't see you this time. But next time, let me know. We'll definitely hang. And we got to get you up a little further north, maybe up here in Titletown to do some comedy. We could do that. And have great shows this weekend, buddy.
I would love that, man. And thanks for getting me on. And I hope to see some people at the show tonight or tomorrow night.
We'll keep pushing it, man. Knock them dead.
Thanks, Pete. Be well.
You got it. Thanks, Jack. All right, that's Jackie Flynn. Check him out at the Kenosha Comedy Club. Boy, I've heard more and more good stuff about that room, Conrad. I think we had Dwayne Kennedy on before he worked
it. Oh, yeah.
And maybe, I can't remember, maybe Brian Hicks. I don't know. It's supposed to be a really nice room, though. And so we'll keep an eye on that as well. So coming up in just a few minutes, folks, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. I've already heard the music she's bringing. It's fantastic. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to do some more fun stuff, right, Con? Do we have fun stuff planned?
Oh, definitely.
We do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a heck of a tease. All right, it's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So you can see what's going on.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever Herkel-Durkled? And for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? That's what Herkel-Durkling is. It's a Scottish custom. It's been around for a couple centuries. They call laying in bed past the expected time you would get out of bed Herkel-Durkling. Some people might think it's just laziness, depression, whatever. The Scottish people call it Herkel-Durkling. So what's the latest you stayed in bed, and what is acceptable in your opinion? You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. There are no wrong answers. There are only your answers, and we'd love to get them. So about a week ago, Conrad, I was playing Wii Golf. I told you I'm back into Wii Golf, right? Dynamite game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have a, our house is like, I kind of look out, we've got a lot of windows and I'm looking out at snow, but in my living room, I got the fire going and I got Wii Golf up and I hear a gentle breeze and sunshiny courses. It's just beautiful. And my we actually looks like me. I posted it on Facebook about a week ago when I blew a double eagle and I was getting close to my record. So earlier today, another double eagle on a par five. I'm on the fifth hole. I own that hole. And those of you who have played the Wii Golf course might be able to relate to it. It's kind of a tough hole. You can either go around the bend or you can shoot up onto a mountain and there's a little patch of fairway up there and then try to make it to the green in two. Wow. I double eagled it again, second time in a week. And I was close to my record. I fell apart in the last two holes, just like you do in real golf.
Yeah.
So disconcerting.
You know, actually, it's not called a double eagle. It's called an albatross.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
See, we calls it a double eagle. That's kind of an issue. They did not do their homework. That's faulty engineering.
If someone does it in the PGA, it's an albatross.
Okay. Because you're right. Double eagle doesn't really make sense because an eagle is your two under par. A double eagle would be four under par. And that's not happening. That's a hole in one on a 500-yard hole.
That's just Well, I mean, if you could do it.
I guess.
Got to bring out the big driver.
John Daly or something. But it is so relaxing. I'm telling you, it is helping me get through winter because I get a little summer escape. And I started when the kids were home right before Christmas. I've been playing for like a month now. And my record is 11 under. You have to play close to a perfect game to get that. But I do fall apart just like I used to in real golf when I cared about golf. Hey, earlier in the week was the anniversary of the film Casablanca being released. And this is, I wouldn't say Casablanca is one of my all-time favorite, like top five, top 10. I saw a little bit of it when I was in my 20s, probably saw the whole thing over time, bits and pieces on Turner Classic Movies, stuff like that. But I gave it a watch about 2 years ago, watched the whole thing, and it's just a masterpiece. And it took watching it like that for me to recognize the genius that is Humphrey Bogart and why his character works so well in that film. So we have a clip. You'll recognize some of the dialogue. It's a famous clip, but this is from Casablanca in honor of its anniversary this week.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
But why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But, Richard, no, I...
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now. He's looking at you, kid.
That is Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca. And just such a great film. If you haven't checked out Casablanca, definitely do it. Ingrid Bergman is also in the film. And a great character, Peter Lorre, great surrounding characters. Dooley Wilson plays the piano player at Rick's American Cafe and sings as time goes by. And it's just great. Rick's American Cafe is like a character in the film. There's all kinds of activity going on there. There's spies coming in, people just chilling out, hanging out. Humphrey Bogart making the rounds. When I saw the whole film in its entirety, finally 2 years ago, I just wanted to go hang out. I wanted to live at Rick's American Cafe. So I highly recommend Casablanca if you haven't seen it yet. Most of you probably have, or a good good part of you, but it's really, really well done film. And it came out in 1942 and had its anniversary this week. We got a text from Tom in New Berlin. Conrad, help me. What is Tom trying to say? ALB.
ALB.
Sorry, Tom. I need some more clarification on that. Tom's one of our best and most frequent texters, but
maybe he was trying to say albatross, you know?
Maybe. That's what he calls it. He wouldn't say, if you're like a real staunch golfer, like I'm guessing Tom might be, I bet that's what it is. Because it's not a double eagle. We messed up. I love you, we. But change that to 2009 yeah. technology.
It's a little outdated, maybe.
They're not doing that. I'll be. All right. Thank you very much, Tom, for clarification. And thank you, Conrad, for helping me remember what I was talking about 3 minutes ago. It is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, which means Terry Barr is on her way. The host of Max Inc. Radio is here with two great new artists and great new songs that we will get to know after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It is a Bar Band Friday night. This is how we go into the weekend every week, folks, and we are so fortunate. It is so much fun to learn about new music on the last quadrant of our show on the last day of the week, and helping us do that every week is Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Hello! I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Thank you. I have one question for you before we start. Have you ever kirkle-dirkled?
What?
That is the appropriate response. Kirkle-dirkling is a Scottish custom that is it basically is another word for the art of lazing in bed. So it's just being lazy or depressed.
Oh. Ooh, there's a difference, though, between lazy and depressed, isn't there?
There is, but I think it's just the idea that you lay in bed and that they gave it such a clinical term of herkle-dirkle, which is what intrigues me. I think it's really strange. It sounds like another term for wrestling or something. I don't know, but I don't know.
Can you imagine the move in, if it were pro wrestling? Herkle-dirkle.
He's got him in the herkle-dirkle, Phil. Hey, it's great to have you here, as always, my friend. We're just so excited. You've got, I think I'm going to be on Max Inc. Jimmy reached out to me to do a quick segment. I know you guys are trying to fill some time until Rocker comes back.
You are not a time filler. You are a guest we've been talking about for a while.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I'm happy to return the favor because we have so much fun when you come on this show. We got two great guests again. Should we start with Paul Filipowicz?
Very good.
Oh, look at me,
my gosh. This guy is amazing. I think you and I talked about him quite a while ago. We were early into doing this. He blows me away. He taught himself guitar when he was a kid. His sisters played piano, and he would sing along while his sisters played piano, and they would all be like, Paul, stop. So they wanted him to find his own instrument, and he found the blues on the radio. And that's when he decided, I'm going to listen to the radio and figure out how to play guitar. And that's how he did it. And once he found the blues, learned to play guitar, he said, my future was in stone. And so 50 years later, he is still playing shows out and about. He travels the country. He is based in southern Wisconsin, but I mean, he travels the country every single year. He's got, I think it's 10 albums now he supports. And the big one was last year. He was finally inducted into what he would call his home Blues Hall of Fame, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
Oh, no kidding. So does he live in Wisconsin now, Terry? I was doing some research on him. I know he was born in Chicago, and he's no spring chicken. He's been around for quite a while.
Oh,
It's kind of cool that he found Wisconsin, like another person I know myself.
Yeah, he lives in Aztalan, which is right around, I had to write it down because I was wondering myself. You drive by it if you're going from Madison to Milwaukee, little tiny town. He has a farm. He works on cars. He's a carpenter. And of course, you know, it's one of those where you see him, his hands look like he works. And you always think, oh no, take care of those hands because you do play guitar. But Aztalan is near Lake Mills. On the way to Milwaukee, between Madison and Milwaukee.
So is he a guest on your show soon, or does he have live dates around the area that we can look forward to?
Very, very much both. He plays constantly. He took a little time off during the holidays. He's back at it again. He's writing some new music. He's got shows coming up around Wisconsin starting off tonight. And then he's got some more sticking in Wisconsin. But when the weather starts to get a little nicer and he feels like, okay, I can safely drive to Tennessee or Texas or wherever I want to go do some shows, then he heads out for different parts of the summer, spring and summer, I should say. Nice. One of my favorite things about him, though, Pete, he dresses like a blues man. And he has won awards based on his dress alone, the three-piece suit, the cool hat that you think of when you think of the blues musicians. And he kind of describes it as, you know, you can't go to church without your Bible.
That's great. I'm looking at his website right now, Terry, and it said, I love this line he's got on his website. And I can see what you're talking about with what he wears. And Filipowicz is not a typical blues name, if I could just put that out there. But I
love it. Yeah, it's true.
That he found this music. And it says, one night while cruising the dial, Filipowicz pulled in a radio station out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They played Wolf, Sonny Boy, and Muddy Waters back to back. That was his first exposure to the blues, like you just said. Such a great story. That's so cool.
Yeah. And we're lucky we claim him as our own in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, should we hear, why don't we hear, his song is a little on the longer side. So should we lead off with that one first, Terry?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I love the name of this song too. It's called Brand New Hat. That's so blues, right?
Yeah.
All right. Terry Barr is my guest. It's a Barr Band Friday night. We have so much fun, and she has brought us two new great artists. Well, they're not new. They're new to us. Great artists tonight. And the first is Paul Filipowicz. Here is his song, Brand New Hat.
Well, all right. Chicago, baby. Gonna be some changes made. Yes, it will now.
That was great. That is such a.
If people could see us, we're dancing on YouTube, basically.
Well, what are we supposed to do, right? I mean, you gotta feel it. I mean, that was great. I'm stomping my foot on the carpet tiles I've got in the room. It's
oh, that's
fantastic.
So good.
Yeah,
I want to tell
song.
You this quote or kind of a review of Paul's music, and this comes from one of the originators of the Madison Area Music Association Awards. He wrote that Paul has more heart, soul, and guts poured into one of his guitar solos than most players ever have in their entire career.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty high praise. That's fantastic. The song was called Brand New Hat.
Yeah.
I just Googled Paul Filipowicz, and I definitely recommend people check it out. When can they see or hear him on Max Inc., Terry?
Tomorrow night at 8:30. He is our featured artist at 8:30 all across the Civic Media Radio Network, Max Inc. Radio. 8:30 is our new show Saturday, and then it's a replay on Sunday. So if you miss it one night, you can catch it the next.
You absolutely have to check it out. Just great. And the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, I should say. So that's another reason
you.
For people should check it out. So before we go to the break, Terry, tell us a little bit about, I love the name of this band, Them Cooley Boy. I'm saying it right, correct? Cooley?
Absolutely. Right. Do you Cooley know what Boys. Could be behind the name?
No, I was kind of looking them up. I know they workshopped with the Abbott brothers and that inspired them. And you go to their website, they just look so fun. These guys look like a blast.
Yeah. Yes.
But please tell us.
Well, okay. Where they are originating out of is Eau Claire. And that area was huge way back when it came to all of the ice that came through that area. And it carved the hills and the rivers, and they call it a coulee. So that's the name, them coulee boys.
My best friend growing up on the northwest side of Chicago used to call his coulee. I think it was an Italian thing. It was your rump. It was your butt. It was your coulee. So I think it's spelled differently. But we have to do a quick break, and then we will hear them coulee boys. They have a new album coming out, too. I think we could talk a little bit about that, too.
Yes.
And we'll see when they'll be on Max Inc. or when Terry can tell us where we can see more of them coolie boys. Love that name. We will be right back, and I will finish up reading your text, too. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Terry Barr is here on a Bar Band Friday night. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tom from New Berlin says, to clarify his text from earlier where we didn't know exactly what he was saying, Tom says, I'm a graduate of Trump University. Oh, you're the guy. I didn't think there were any graduates from Trump University. I didn't think it was around that long. Thank you, Tom. Always great to get your text. Bridget from the 818 says, I used to lay in bed in the morning and read when I was younger. Now I like to go to bed early and lay in bed and read and get up right away in the morning. I need to take advantage of my morning energy. That makes sense. Terry's nodding too. It's not just me. We got a voucher. Steady Eddie says, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, winter is so dark and cold, but under the covers with a heating pad, it's so cozy and warm. Perfect weather to hurkle. Eddie says, perfect weather to hurkle jerkle. It's hurkle dirkle. Eddie, I don't know if that's a Freudian slip or what.
He says,
he says, since I'm retired, it's easier for me to hurkle jerkle without severe consequences like losing my job. You got to be careful when you do that kind of thing, Eddie. He says, I watch a lot of YouTube while I hurkle jerkle, and I'm learning a lot of astronomy, history, politics, guitar lessons, and I'm even thinking about attempting to learn Spanish.
Woo!
Where is that? Spanish and calculus. Oh, why waste your time? Come on, Steady Eddie. Wow. I love the cute baby and pet videos too. Steady double bogey Eddie. P.S. Pete Conrad, sometime I'll call in and do my Humphrey Bogart. Here's looking at you, kids. Awesome text, as usual. We expect nothing less, Eddie. Thank you so much. And it's Herkel Durkel. Don't get us in trouble. Jeez, making us look bad in front of our guest here.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
That's Steady Eddie. He's great. All right. Oh. So, Terry, tell us about them coolie boys. We got a little bit. We heard the Eau Claire angle. They have a new album coming out.
Yes.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we play the song, and then we'll come back and kind of put a button on the whole thing, talking about them coolie boys. Here's them coolie boys with Up Close.
You know I love the way you look up close. Heard you weren't
That song earlier, when you sent that, I opened my email. I played it. I was walking in my car and it came on the speakers of my car. And then I replayed it again right away. That's a great song. It's called Up Close. And we got a comment on the stream, Terry, from PJ, who says, them Cooley boys are playing a show at the Appleton Beer Factory Friday, September 7th. You don't want to miss them playing. I've seen them play. That's a
excellent.
Great comment.
Yeah. Excellent. Comment.
February 7th,
they,
2 weeks
are
from tonight.
Actually playing in Wausau tonight to start kicking off the, I guess I'll say pre-album release.
Yeah.
The album comes out at the end of February, but they are kicking it off playing maybe, you know, one or two songs from the album as sort of a tease. But between now and June, at least, they are in Wausau, Marquette, Duluth. They are also in Appleton in March, and then La Crosse, Illinois, Indiana. They kind of cruise the whole thing. They end up in June at the Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire.
That is fantastic. Terry, thank you so much. As always,
Barband
Friday, my favorite time of week. It's so great. Have a great night, and have a great show tomorrow night. Tune in for Maxine Radio, everybody.
We will.
All right. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Terry.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. On Monday, Chip Chinnery and Nathan Deming join me. We had a great time tonight. Let's wrap it up. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, this is Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.